have to refer people back to your website, but thanks so much for being with us. We've been talking today on this first hour of the Internet Advisor about social media. Emily Hay with us in studio from Hay There Social Media. She's our expert in this field. And we've been talking about Hodge Fleming, about brand awareness, and this tech hub that is being created in Detroit right now. Very important place. Well, it's got to have some place to be. I mean, physically, some place to be. And that is a function that's being fulfilled by the folks at Bamboo Detroit. And we have one of the co-founders of that organization with us, Dave Anderson. Dave, thank you very much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Thanks for having me.
How's it going, Dave?
Pretty good, Emily. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So, Dave, I'm really interested in your official title for the company.
My official title actually is co-founder.
Oh, I thought it was strategic son.
Yeah, that's something that Amanda put on the website. One of my
Okay, so we've had your other one of the other co-founders, Amanda.
Amanda Lewan,
And she's now she's listed here as the community lady, which makes a whole lot of sense after meeting her. And then you have a product guy and an operational dude, eh?
Yeah, exactly. So my background's in engineering, so naturally I kind of strayed toward strategy.
I gotcha.
Okay.
So tell us about Bamboo.
So Bamboo is a co-working space located downtown that my partners and I opened to promote entrepreneurship in the city of Detroit. What a co-working space is essentially an office that people from different backgrounds and different industries work together in the same office. So as opposed to working for the same company, you just happen to be doing your own thing, something entrepreneurial related typically, but it might be a remote worker from a different corporate, you know, industry, all working in the same office together.
Now, somebody was saying that this is not an incubator, right?
It's not technically an incubator, but we often get confused as an incubator.
Yeah.
This is simply a place to rent a desk and work around other like-minded entrepreneurs.
Okay.
But isn't that one of the best parts, is that you work around other like-minded individuals that... You know, the water cooler conversations have got to be fascinating.
No, it really is. And, you know, I hear it all the time. You know, people that have left their corporate jobs, it's one of the things they really miss is the community or those water cooler conversations. And so this is kind of a way for those folks that are now on their own, you know, to continue to be involved in that community.
You know, I was involved in founding an innovation center, an incubator. And while we provided other kind of support and this and that and some formal help, one of the things that the tenants all thought was absolutely the best was the interaction with other tenants. And that's what you really offer.
Absolutely. You know, we find out all the time that that community is just so important. You know, being able to be around other people. You know, when you're just getting off the ground, you're working out of a coffee shop, you know, which can be really distracting, or you're working from home.
Which can be even more distracting.
Yeah, or more distracting.
Or just lonely,
exactly.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, a lot of times they come down to Bamboo just to get away. And being around those other entrepreneurs really helps grow their business.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Ainsley would fit in there, Emily.
Yeah, we work well from home. I don't know if we're ready for co-working. But Dave, one thing with Bamboo is if you want to know what's happening in the Detroit startup community, just sign up for the Bamboo newsletter. I mean, I read it religiously, and Dave, you guys always have cool stuff going on. So, I mean, if there's anything that I missed in the last week, you had a busy week this last week.
Oh, we had an extremely busy week. So over the last week, we started this thing called Co-Working Week. And what that is basically a way to just, you know, celebrate entrepreneurship, celebrate co-working, and highlight all the co-working spaces that are popping up in the city. And so we go and we visit each co-working space that's listed on colabdetroit.com, and we have an event. It might be a happy hour, it might be something educational. And so we had a really busy week doing that. At our space, we had a great panel with Model D, where we talked about the culture of co-working. And then we ended it off yesterday with a startup ping pong tournament held at Drive Table Tennis Social Club downtown.
I love it.
So cool.
You know, it was great.
How come we don't have that here?
I'm amazed at some of your members, some of the people that hang out down there. I'd like Super Business Girl, Kidnapper, I think I pronounced that right. She's 10 years old.
Kidpreneur.
Yeah, she's a kidpreneur.
Oh, kidpreneur.
Oh, wow. And she's 10 years old, and she's got her own company, and you guys support it.
Yeah, she actually just turned 11.
You got to update the website. Okay.
But she's formerly known as Detroit's youngest entrepreneur, and she sells candles with the help of her dad. But she's really blown up over this last year. And, you know, we've just been doing everything we can to support her as her business grows and really just turn her into a well-rounded, you know, not just entrepreneur, but person as well.
Dave, how long have you been at this with Bamboo?
So we opened officially last August, 2013. Mm-hmm. We've been working on the project since around last May or so. So it's been almost a year and a half.
So how many members do you have now?
We're up to about 65 now, and that's changing every day. So we're growing.
And the breadth of these members, Social Sushi Detroit, you know, I got to try
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
And when I looked at some of these other ones, the Athletics Ambassador Community and Healthy Detroit and Lucky Airlines, you know. Some of these are wonderful.
What, Lucky Airlines? What, you're lucky to get a ticket? What?
Yeah, you know, starting with Social Sushi, that was started by a good friend of mine, Jay Rayford, and it was, you know, just a traveling event that brought together great sushi and great people to network around different types of business topics. And it's just really grown over the last 2 years into now he's working on getting his own physical space in Corktown. And so he's going to be opening up an official Social Sushi bar where it's going to be out of a shipping container, of all things.
Oh, really?
And
I love it.
And it's going right outside of the train station, I hear. So
outside really the cool. The Verner station? You mean down on the southwest side?
Yeah, I don't know if all the details are set in stone yet, but
crazy.
That's the last I heard. And it was, I mean, it's just great to see, you know, people starting out in our space and then growing out of it into their own thing. And that's really our ultimate goal.
Endless Crowds is another one. You could get Endless Crowds associated with that event. And, you know,
exactly.
You know, these guys could all work together.
Exactly. Endless Crowds is a crowdfunding platform specifically for policemen and veterans and firefighters.
Oh, wow.
To raise money for different projects that they like to work on.
Fascinating. So if you go, by the way, folks, to bamboodetroit.com and click on members, you can see it's just absolutely fascinating, the different kind of businesses that are going on here. You know, Hodge Fleming, who was on just before, was talking about the need to expand beyond Midtown and to, mm-hmm. to create a bigger network. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's an absolute necessity, and I've had this conversation with plenty of folks, you know, not just downtown, but, you know, in the neighborhoods. And so we are actively pursuing, you know, partnerships with different neighborhood organizations, starting with the Brightmoor Alliance.
Mm.
So we're forming a partnership with the Brightmoor Alliance, and we're looking at potentially opening up other Bamboo locations around the city to promote entrepreneurship everywhere. Okay.
Well, when you think about it, it's almost inevitable. There's so much coming into downtown and Midtown. There's not places to go. They're going to have to spread out.
Well, Dave, thank you very much for being one of the founding, son? I forget. co-founder.
Strategic son, yes.
Strategic son, the official co-founder, along with Amanda Lawan. We love her. We had a great time with her. Thank you for all you're doing for Detroit, and much success to you and the folks at Bamboo Detroit.
Keep it up, Dave.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care.